Now, Father, we recognize this is a privilege to come into better understanding of the covenant. We assemble in this Money Covenant Conference tonight, recognizing that there's revelations that we have never heard before. And we recognize that a lot of people's lives are going to be changed tonight. And throughout this Money Covenant Conference, reverently we bow before you and bow before the Holy Spirit and honor the name of Jesus, that what you want to say in this conference will flow. And that we'll have understanding, we'll believe, we'll apply it, and get the manifestation. May your church be blessed. May the believers all over the world are listening, tune in from all over the world, recognize this as a sacred moment. For you're about to unfold some things that have been folded up for a long time. And I'm so thankful that we're here tonight. And in this Money Covenant Conference, we give you all the praise and all the honor, and we yield. We yield to the gifts of the Spirit. We yield to the fruit of the Spirit. We yield to the ministry gifts. We yield to your word. So every person here have understanding, see, hear, and be able to apply. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. We want to turn to 3 John. Very familiar passage, but there's another opening that God wants to have from 3 John. We're not going to read just the second verse. We're going to read other verses that include love, include truth. Those things are very important. We'll read those things. But first of all, I want to start off with some bold testimonies that I think that the body of Christ need to know, that in these Money Covenant Conference, we're not just talking, but there are people who are activating what they hear. And after the night, everybody going to progress. Yes, sir. These people I'm about to testify about are holy and seek God's kingdom first. They're not playing no game, no money game. One of our biggest giver, he has his mansion paid for. His ministry is paid for. His jet is paid for. His RV is paid for. Just give. He just bought a new Maserati, paid for it cash. Second testimony is a young man called me who's a big giver. He wanted to buy a Maybach. I told him no. And you see, you got to be a follower to take that.
Yes, sir.
I said, no, it's not time for that. Then he came back to me and he wanted to upgrade his RV. But he said, if I sell it, I need to get a house. He need to get a new house. Mm-hmm. I said, sell it. They're both going to come. Now, he don't have the money. I said, they're both going to come. He got a new two-story house and another RV.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got another big giver, ordered a Maybach, ain't going to pay for it cash.
Yeah, Lord.
Wow. See, people understand material stuff, you know. I have another big giver, been giving in the ministry many years, came into a almost $6 million contract last week. $6 million given to him to use. So you see, it's and I know three houses, one, two, three, four houses paid off. You know, I want you to know this. I was another way to introduce this message, because it's going to be a powerful message. I want you to take good notes. The young men and women who work with me and work around me, I had one of my young men in my driveway. Water had gotten in my driveway. And I said to him, I said, the drain, maybe a problem with the drain. I said, because, you know, I just told him that. And he kept trying to get the water out. I ain't saying no more. I'm sitting on the porch. Finally, he thought about it and took the thing off the drain and stuck his hand in, and the water went on down. Something may be blocking your prosperity.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
And so I want to unfold some things tonight that I believe, Dan, third John. I want to read and then tell you what we're going to deal with. I want to begin at the first verse. I don't want to read just the second verse because it does not do justice just to read that second verse. I found that out about what I'm going to teach about tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what's blocking your prosperity. Mm-hmm. Even though you're sowing and you love God, but you don't have to wait that long.
Right.
There's a waiting period, but not that long.
Not that long.
Yes, sir.
See, everybody say, not that long.
Not that long.
Hey, write that down. Not that long. Yeah, all over the world, write that down. Not that long. Because some of y'all have been faithful for many, many years and still have not entered into the zone where God wants you to be in. I think after tonight,
yes, sir,
you're going to know how to put your hand in the drain.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Yes, sir. Get it unplugged. Yes, sir. So it says here in 3 John, the apostle write, the elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Notice he loves him, but he's in the truth. Mm-hmm. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I want you to underline, even as thy soul prospereth. Even as thy soul profiteth. Notice it didn't say, even as your spirit profiteth. It didn't say, even as your body profiteth. Didn't say even as your ministry prophesied. Didn't say even as your state prophet.
Yes, sir.
No, he said as your soul prophet.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say nothing about the world economic system.
That's right.
How good your job is. He didn't talk nothing about overtime.
Right.
He didn't talk about you need a new job. He said even as your soul prophet. I want you to remember that. Third verse says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. You see, that's one of the ways that your soul prospers.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Walking the truth. But if you're walking in a half truth, not on purpose, not on purpose, it's just that the body of Christ ministry gifts in many areas haven't unfolded certain truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That we need to have to be apostolic.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we're going to reveal a truth that's going to cause a gusher in your prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Because some of you all have done enough to be there already.
Yes, sir.
So we'll move beyond confession tonight.
Come on, right.
We'll move, listen, this is heavy. We'll move beyond prayer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you prayed about it already. Haven't you prayed about it? Boy, you did some praying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they get stacked up in heaven. Prayers about, Lord, you know, I've sold this and I did this and I'm waiting on you. What's going to happen? Well, he sent it, but you didn't get it.
Wow.
But you won't miss the next round.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I read the fourth verse, for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Mm-hmm. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren. Now you notice that this man was just reading the second verse, but this man was walking in the truth, he was walking in love, and he was supporting ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, if you don't see that part, you'll be operating in verse 2 and think you can get it done, but you need to see the whole picture. This man was walking in truth. He's walking in love, and he was a supporter of God's ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When men come in town, he took them in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. You see it?
Yes, sir.
which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. A giver, whom if thou bring forward on this their journey after godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake, they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentile. And then it went on to tell you, we therefore ought to receive such that might be fellow helpers to the truth. Now I want you to listen. We're going to talk about building a strong soul for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And almost everybody under the sound of my voice, somewhere along the way, your soul been wounded about prosperity. You don't even know it. Soul wounds come from sin. It comes from somebody who sinned against you. And guess where else it come from? Generation. Childhood, familyhood, certain things were said about prosperity that probably got in your soul and wounded it. And only the power of the cross, the power of the blood, and the power of the resurrection can get it out. Okay? All right. So most people's prosperity is not blocked in their spirit, but it's blocked in their soul.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you something, and then I'll give you some principles. I'll show you some people who soul was wounded and the money couldn't move because of their soul. But I want to show you two or three things, what can happen when your soul is wounded. And your mind, your emotion, and your will is not flowing as it should. You thinking everything all right, but it's not all right.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. I wrote verse 20. Let me see. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. I remember I wrote it wrong in my note. Verse 30. Now, a Christian can grieve the Holy Spirit. Not from their spirit. Not from your body. Your body is neutral. Your body just take orders.
Yes, sir.
All right? And so, when our soul is wounded about prosperity, it grieved the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Therefore, the anointing is agitated.
Wow.
Instead of being activated. You better write that down.
Yes,
the anointing is agitated instead of being activated.
Yes, sir.
Now, what you're going to learn tonight is that you're going to stop agitating the Holy Ghost about prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And then you're going to be able to activate the Holy Spirit in what he's been trying to get to you. You're going to be able to cooperate with him. Because you notice what his voice said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
It got so much said about prosperity that is negative.
Yes, sir.
And it'll get in your soul if you don't watch it.
Yes, sir.
Even though you're saying something else.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But in your soul, you haven't corrected it.
Yes, sir.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, listen to me closely. Wounds in the soul stop prosperity from flowing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So we have to repent and regroup that the prosperity can flow. It's not your spirit. We can pray in tongue 9 hours.
Yes, sir.
If your soul is wounded, it grieves the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Any prosperity move, the Holy Spirit is the one moving it.
Yes, sir.
Because it's kingdom business.
Yes, sir.
So every promise in the Bible, everything God said about us that we should have,
yes, sir,
It's based on how progressive you are in your soul. See, your soul can stop your spirit. I'm showing the scripture. You say all you want. I'm going to show you where your soul shut your spirit down.
Yes, sir.
By not being able to receive what your spirit's sending.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So it says there, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. So in this lesson tonight, I'm going to show you biblical examples where God was, spirit was grieved by people who didn't know that they had soul wound. Now I see all y'all sitting there, you say, you ain't talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to all of y'all. I'm trying to just go with me. I'm talking to me, you, everybody up in here, everybody online. Don't come here with that spiritual stuff tonight, because I'm trying to get you somewhere. And you say, you must be talking to the man on the other row. No, I'm talking to your row.
Yes,
you, I want you to check this thing out. I want you to yield to the Holy Spirit, because it's time for us to move.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so we don't want to have no preconceived ideas in here tonight, because you know nine scriptures.
Right.
We're not talking about that. I've been in this 47 years. It's unfolding me.
Yes, sir.
I'm already rich. I'm about to get richer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But in the testimony, I told you it's not working just for me.
Right.
And I got a lot of more people I could put down here. Matter of fact, y'all send me some testimony. Things happen. I know it's happening.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Lord, I know it's happening. It got to happen. And it's going to happen more.
Yes, sir.
Could it be in some way my soul have grieved the Holy Spirit about prosperity?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sowing seed. I'm not talking about sowing seed.
Right.
I'm not talking about paying tithe now.
Right.
Ooh, Lord.
Yes,
I'm not talking about praying now. Ooh, Lord, Jesus. I'm not talking about, how many scriptures you know about prosperity.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm talking about the blocker and the stalker.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How Satan can get advantage in your soul if you don't keep your soul renewed.
Come on.
I'll talk about that in a little while. In this area.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about prosperity. We're talking about financial prosperity. That's my assignment. So in this area, good Christians have been robbed in this area.
Yes, sir.
Grieve. Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Mm-hmm. Prosperity, grieve. Write that down in your notes somewhere. Now I got to stop permitting my prosperity to be grieved. Ooh, my goodness.
Yes,
I got to stop permitting my prosperity to be quenched.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 5:19. See. I saw when the Holy Spirit showed me that. He says, when a person's soul is not attended to properly, they grieve the Holy Spirit of finances.
Wow.
Now somebody done fell off the truck. Holy Spirit of finances, yes!
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir.
He handled all God's transactions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who you think over it?
Who apostle?
No, you're not over it. I'm not over it.
Right.
We wouldn't know what to do with it. Too much.
Yeah.
It takes the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. It takes the Holy Spirit to be overseer of God's prosperity. Nobody else can handle it.
Yes,
it's too much.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, he says, quench not the spirit. So I'm saying a wounded soul in the area of prosperity grieve and quenches the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to release the Holy Spirit. Our spirit, soul, and senses going to walk in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't get it.
Yes, sir. Spirit, soul, and senses
will walk in
prosperity.
Yeah, all three.
Yes, sir.
Because Paul said in Hebrews 5 that you can train your senses to discern right from wrong. Didn't he say it? Anybody ever witnessed that?
Yes.
All right, so now all three. Because I'm saving my spirit, but my soul, I have to know how to sanctify it on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
Because it's subject to go the other way, because Satan knows he can get to your soul, he can get to your mind, he can get to your will, he can get to your emotion. But if you know about it, you can block it.
Yep.
Woo! I just felt somebody block him just now. Been holding my money all this time. I almost want to preach right now. Been holding my money all this time, and I've been giving, and I've been giving my tithe. I've been sowing. I've been living a good life. I should be out of debt. Everything paid for. What? I'm telling you about to unblock it now. You're, well, you're set up here. I'm telling you, you're here for a reason. I'm telling you, you about to unblock it. Yes. Tell somebody, I'm about to unblock it. Yes. Been blocked long enough.
Yes, sir.
It's the simplicity of the gospel, yes, that make things real.
Yes.
It is not the complicated, poetic, theological. No, it's a simple revelation of the Holy Ghost of the gospel.
Yes,
what holding me back from prosperity? All that stuff you heard, I'm going to deal with that. Stuff you be hearing. And stuff you be hearing make you mad.
Yes, sir.
That's a wound.
That's a wound. Yes, sir.
Wow. Talk to me, man. Come on.
Come on, Apostle.
All right, watch this. Watch this now. I don't know if you're ready for this.
Yes, sir. Good.
Are you ready for this now? Now, watch this. Now, I want you to pay close attention to everything I've said to you, because I'm about to show it to you clearly. And when you see this, money going to start flowing. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Psalm 143. This is so powerful. When the Holy Ghost showed it to me, it's so powerful. I said, oh, my God, I can't wait. No, but so many good people are going to get set free tonight. Oh, Lord. It's not in your job. We ain't talking about no job. We ain't talking about no world economy. We talking about God covenant. All right, Psalm 143, verse 3. Now you listen very carefully and see this. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He can do that, you know. Now the only way he can do that is if you don't know how to activate it. He can't do it if you know how not to be conformed.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
And how to take the word and transform your soul.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes we think everything all right, but our thinking is wounded.
Right.
Because we tried out for something that didn't work. We had all the prayer. We had all the scriptures. We made all the confession. We were living clean, but it didn't come through. Why it didn't come through? The Bible says it should come through.
Yes, sir.
Get pregnant with prosperity and have a miscarriage every time.
Wow.
I don't know how many prosperity and miscarriage we've had.
Yes, sir.
Because, oh man, come on you now.
Yes,
because our soul,
yeah,
squeezed the baby out.
Yeah.
Choked the baby.
Talk to me, Dad.
No, Apostle.
Before the baby got matured.
Yes, sir.
But bless God, after the night, I'm going to know what it is.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What I'm about to show you now is so clear. It's so clear that soul wounds stop the pregnancy of prosperity.
Wow.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
God can't do nothing for your soul without you.
Come on.
Speak, sir.
Yes, sir.
God cannot correct your soul without your participation.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's why the enemy keep trying to tell us our spirit and soul the same thing.
Right.
So you won't know where you're working at.
Right. Come on, Pastor.
He's being exposed. He's a defeated foe.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Using a part of you to defeat you.
Yep.
Wow, so true.
You've been pregnant with prosperity many times. The check was on the way.
Uh-huh.
The money was on the way.
Wow.
But it was detoured by the enemy. Well, I haven't got to the real meal yet, but it's just the appetizer. I got some more stuff here. I got tonight. We got to do, oh my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Because I believe the body of Christ. Y'all listening out there? I believe the body of Christ. Listen, look at this verse. In the common ground, you won't understand it. But in the third verse, it says here in Psalm 143, even before I show you that, go back to Psalm 139, verse 14. I want you to see something here. We talked to this about, see, 3 John said, you're talking about health, you're talking about prosperity, you're talking about both. When you get it straight, everything starts flowing. Prosperity in your body, prosperity in your pocket, prosperity everywhere. Start happening everywhere, all right? Get that. I will praise thee. You got it?
Yeah.
For I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy work. Now, the Lord told me fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous is prosperity also. But look what it said at the end of that verse. Look what it said at the end of that verse. Look at what it said at the end of that verse. And my soul guesses. Partially know. Know what? Right well. I need to hear the word. Know what?
Right
well. Now we're not, your spirit already there. Your spirit ready.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Your body ready, but it take orders from your spirit, your soul, and your body. If your soul not right, your soul gonna give your body wrong orders.
Come on. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now notice here, Psalm 143 again. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. That's your prosperity.
Yeah.
As those that have been long dead.
Wow.
Now that's the average Christian prosperity right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you will not be average after this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Stay open now, because this thing is powerful, man. This thing is so powerful. For the enemy have persecuted my what?
Soul.
Not my spirit.
Soul.
My soul, right? All right. So when he get a chance to persecute my soul and put wounds in my soul, then he can smit me like he won't.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he said. He has smitten my life down to the ground. And that's almost 90% of the church when it comes down to prosperity and what God wants to have.
Yeah.
He has made me to dwell in darkness. Ooh, that's so much financial darkness. I've come through some darkness. I've seen the darkness. I've been to the mountaintop with darkness in finances, with ministers and churches. This in darkness, man.
Yes, sir.
As those that have been long dead. In other words, it seemed like prosperity died from the Old Testament. In the New Testament, they got tongued and no money. Shouldn't be. Satan been pulling tricks. He said, I'm coming that you might have life. The thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. How do the enemy steal from a child of God? Through the soul. Y'all seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Because these voices are going to tell it, and then I'm going to work. We're going to see some things. I'm going to show you some things.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how wounded soul mess money up.
Wow.
Notice here it says, look at verse 4. It started out with persecuting my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You see what verse 4 said now?
Yes, sir.
Because my soul is messed up. Therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me. Because he persecuted my soul, it shut my spirit down. My spirit can't get nothing through to me that it's trying to get through to me because my soul is blocking it. Therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is, the word desolate means ruin. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. Look what it says here. Look what it said in verse 7. Look what it said. You see it? He said, my spirit failing. My spirit failing. Could, is that possible for the spirit to fail? No. But the problem is the soul is blocking the spirit from flowing.
Yes.
Because he persecuting my soul.
Yes,
he persecuting my prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Because he don't want me to be able to be an example that our Father, our God, is a good God and the world didn't give it to me.
Yes, sir.
He don't want Christian to shine and live life and don't have to play basketball. He don't want the enemy hate God, and he don't want somebody who say they're a Christian live a lifestyle bigger than the world.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hear me, speak to the Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not the fear from me, as I be like unto them that go down in the pit. All right, let's just go down. So I'm gonna go somewhere else with this. Take you down the line. Wounded souls have to be ministered unto about prosperity properly. Wounded souls have to be ministered to about prosperity properly. Then you see, you get into meditation, you get into realization, you get into application, you get into manifestation and demonstration then. The man hinders a believer's prosperity is not knowing how to be prospering in their soul.
Yeah.
In other words, I wrote, the soul is not being ministered to. The soul is not being ministered to. And you know, he said, my soul knows right well. Beloved, I wish you all, then your problem being held, even if your soul prosper. And his soul was ministered to by true. Turn to First Chronicle. Then I'll get down to some of your stories you know right well. And then they're going to shut the enemy down tonight.
Yes, sir.
That time passing, boy. Yes, I got so much to say.
Yes, sir.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it tonight before you go to sleep. You're going to handle some things different because your soul, you're going to be in charge of your soul, and you can repent. Anything I thought, anything I said, anything anybody said to me or whatever that caused my soul not to be ready, I'm repenting of it right now. And I take the power of the cross and the blood and the dunamis power of the resurrection and clean my soul out.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have a soul flushing tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when your soul gets flushed and you say like this, soul get flushed, everything become plush. It's happening right now. I feel the presence.
Yes, sir.
Happening right now. Yes, sir. You really don't know fully what's happening to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
My God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But your soul is shouting.
Yep, yep, yep.
Your will, your mind, your emotion, your imagination,
yes, sir,
your conscience,
yes, sir,
shouting right now.
Yes, sir.
You deserve more than you have.
Yes, sir.
Serving God faithful like you serving God.
Yes, sir.
And God got you up in here to hear this tonight, that I always, every day, got to take care of my soul.
Yes, sir.
What I'm thinking? What somebody said to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of gossip I got into?
Come on, sir.
Come on.
Yep.
Who I talked about, I shouldn't have said nothing. All those are soul wounds.
Yes, sir.
All right. Second Chronicle. First Chronicle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 22. Then I'm going to go to the next step of verse 10. And the Lord spoke unto Gad, David, seer, said, go and tell David, saying, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things, choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. That's not the scripture I wanted. First Chronicle. Let me see if it's Second Chronicle. I gotta get it. But that sounded pretty good there too. I thought I preached that. Y'all wouldn't have knew the difference. Well, I'm gonna have to do building a strong soul of prosperity. First Chronicles 22. Let me look back. I know he don't want this out, and he ain't gonna bother me because I've been preaching a long time. I don't have no face to save. No. All right, go back to First Chronicle. Go to verse chapter 22. There's a charge that David charged to Solomon at verse 11. And we're talking about building a strong, come on, son, building a strong, I didn't see you standing there, building a strong, it's a $500 check. We're talking about building a strong soul of prosperity. You wrote that down? Building a strong, come on, son, building a strong soul of prosperity. First Chronicle 22, I want you to receive your seed, sir. It's a bunch of $100 bills. All right, now listen. Listen, I want you to look at this. He says, now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build a house of the Lord thy God, as he has said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom. See now here, here what you need now, wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shall thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statute and judgment which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. I just want you to see those things, the order he's given him, how that if you have a wounded soul, you're not going to be able to do this.
Yes, sir.
So, now this is going to hurt, but it's real. A lot of things we've been faking.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Because we didn't know no better.
Yes, sir.
See? We all up in the spirit. And the spirit said, I can't go no further. Because I went, your soul is a mess. And it's supposed to be sanctified.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, we know Romans 12 too, right? That God's will is progressive, good, acceptable, and perfect.
Yes, sir.
Now, what will flip the stop from getting from good and on down the line is your soul.
Yes, sir.
So he said, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So your soul don't want you to get through all three of the denominations.
Yes, sir.
Good, acceptable, and perfect. So Satan will cut you off somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You might have did good, but it's not acceptable. But now, since you know how to minister to your soul, write that down.
Yes,
you know, you learn how to minister to your soul. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I'm telling you, you've been tripped. You've been going to the good, and then you, before you got to the acceptable, somebody crossed you. Bam! Like it's like somebody shot you in the soul.
Come on, sir.
But what the Lord is revealing to you tonight is that you're going to know how to, listen to this word, minister to your soul.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you people ministering to their soul wrong and how they end up in the Bible. They minister to their soul wrong. They minister to their soul wrong.
Wow.
They talk to their soul wrong.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, turn with me to Luke chapter 12. And I'll make a statement and we'll look at it. Luke chapter 12. In other words, every day, all through the day, I must minister to my soul. My spirit has no problem with prosperity. See, it's that soul that need to be ministered to.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You say, creating me a clean heart. He said, creating me a clean soul. Now this is something else here. 12, Luke 12 and verse 16. Luke 12 and 16. And I wrote, the rich fool ministered to his soul improper.
That's right.
Yes, that's right, sir.
Now watch what happened to him. He talked to his soul. He said, soul.
That's right.
But he gave it the wrong instruction.
Yes, sir.
But what happened when you give the soul the right instruction? You follow me? Huh? Now listen, we got hours of praying. Let me say that again. We got hours of praying, hours of confession, hours of attending services with one another. We got all that. Huh?
Yes, sir.
So, and we've sowed seed. Sowed seed.
Yes, sir.
Right. See?
Yes, sir.
So the tricking and the tripping stop tonight.
Yes, sir.
Every person under the sound of my voice, you've been under a lot of prosperity teacher. I'm not a prosperity teacher.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Sir.
I'm an apostle of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And I got evidence to prove it, not only in my life, I just read off some lies.
Yes.
And there's other lies, many other lies.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because we put the gospel first.
Yes, sir.
We sow, we put money in the gospel. We put the gospel first. Yes. It's not by my suit.
Right.
It's the gospel first.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
now why is this? Why is this? Because it's clear. Verse 16, he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth what?
Plentifully.
And he thought within himself, that's where he messed up right there. Because he had soul wound. And you can't think right in a wounded soul.
That's right.
And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do?
Come on now.
Uh-huh. Look at him now. Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. There's a question he asks. But wrong answer. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Now look at verse 19. Wrong conversation with the soul.
Wrong conversation with the right soul. My
goodness. Yes, sir.
Speak of Father.
And I will say to my soul, and Satan is dancing.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
Because he wrong instruction. I will say to my soul, soul, thou have much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Your soul can never take no ease.
Wow.
Because your soul is a crook.
Yeah.
Your soul, Satan can use you. You can't let your soul out your eyesight. Your spiritual eyesight must stay on your soul. What am I thinking? What am I saying? What am I feeling? What am I hearing? Who hooked up around me talking all this crazy talk? And I'm listening at it, and it's contaminating my soul.
Yes, sir.
And I was saying to my soul, soul, thou have much good laid up. Notice no question was asked God.
None.
No glory was given to him.
None.
Your soul will give God no glory if you don't train it right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Your body can fake it.
Right.
Your words can fake it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But Satan know when you're faking.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And I will say to my soul, soul, thou have much good laid up for thee many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mm-hmm.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night, what did he say required? Thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And so is he that lays up treasures for himself is not rich toward God. See, and that's what a contaminated soul will do. You'll start laying stuff up for you and have no respect for God. Start talking about what I did. See? Now, if that don't get you out, this fool ministered to his soul improper. Do not minister to your soul improper. I'll skip one. I got one here, but I'm going to skip to one that I think will be more effective on you. You write there in Luke. Go to the 15th chapter. I'm going to give some names out. The prodigal son and the perfect son both have soul wound. The prodigal son and the perfect son. You know, you see, I've been here all the time. Yeah. They both had soul wound.
Yes, sir.
The prodigal son was stupid enough to believe in his soul. He could make it without the father. The perfect son was stupid enough to be angry about something he shouldn't have been angry about and didn't even know that everything his father had belonged to him.
Right.
When your soul is stupid, you don't even know what belonged to you. And so watch it. This is happening to all of us, and Satan give you a substitute. And you call it blessed. You didn't get that. See, God has much more he wants you to have.
Yes.
Satan showed up with a substitute and told you that was it.
Right. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like a Volkswagen showing up in the place of a Maserati.
Yeah.
You talking about, this is what God wants me to have.
Right.
That ain't what you asked for.
Come on, sir.
You ain't asked for no Volkswagen.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ain't none of y'all in here prayed about no Volkswagen. None of y'all out there prayed about no Volkswagen. You ain't got to pray about no Volkswagen. You wait 2 weeks and get a Volkswagen.
Come on, Apostle.
Your soul is being conditioned this night.
Yes, sir.
To turn down every substitute.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Man, that's powerful,
yes,
man.
Yep.
Other words now, don't get angry, but you will not be silly in prosperity no more.
Yes, sir.
You are being sealed in a prosperity anointing tonight.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes,
what? What I said?
I'm being sealed in a prosperity anointing tonight.
That cannot be broken no more.
Because
I know the truth.
The truth. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The truth.
See, this is powerful, but it's scary. Praying in tongue can't take your soul's place. If praying in tongue could cause prosperity, everybody in here and everybody online, we all be gone.
Yes, sir.
We all have an RV.
Yes, sir.
Taking off 3 weeks.
Come on, Apostle.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, fear, worry, frustration, stress, anxiety leave you tonight. Because you know your father is not lying to you.
Right.
You know enough scriptures to be rich before you know it.
Glory, God.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
But what the Spirit is revealing to us tonight, listen, the prodigal son, he left. Stupid.
Stupid.
Come on. Now I want to talk about a stupid soul.
Come on, sir.
He had a stupid soul.
Yeah, yeah.
He had it made.
Yep.
But he won't go out there and listen, listen, the enemy have tricked us to believe our prosperity is in what we do.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
What we know.
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Our connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You see me?
Yes, sir.
So now here this prodigal son, he go out and do all these things, and he finally come to himself.
Mm-hmm.
But then the perfect son.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The perfect son got the scripture for all of us. He got the quote from his father that I want to read to you after you know now
mm-hmm.
that our soul been wounded and how to clean your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And how much your soul has to do with how you come out in prosperity. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and being held even as your soul prosper.
Yes, sir.
Not as your spirit prosper. Not as your academic prosper.
Right, sir. No, sir.
But as your soul prosper.
Soul.
Right? That's what scripture, right? Beloved, that's the text we start. Then we know truth and love and make sure that you're taking care of God's business first.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things be added to you. Don't let that be tricked out of you. And don't let nobody manipulate you in giving.
Yes, sir.
Right, right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, no. Giving must be ministered to you by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
See, we got all these projects and we got all these different things being said to you and things being shipped to you and shipped to people and all that stuff. But that's not it. It's the Holy Spirit ministering to you and you have the wisdom of God and the understanding of God and you'll get there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I want you to say, I don't know if nobody else going.
Nobody else going.
But yeah, am I. You have no, see that the prodigal son, look at that 12 verse 15, younger son, then and he killed a fetish calf. 25th verse. Now the elder son, Luke 15, was in the field and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked, what these things meant? And he said to him, thy brother has come. Now he got a wounded soul.
Uh-huh.
He won't forgive his brother.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
That's right.
And that's why he's been so stupid in wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid in prosperity. Mm-hmm. It's all his. Now what we're going to do in Ephesians 1:3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spirits in heaven praise in Christ Jesus. What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do? We still mourning in the ground. What are we going to do with that?
Right, right,
sir.
Who you haven't forgiven?
Come on, sir.
Somebody rubbed you wrong.
Uh-huh.
Speak, sir.
Come on, sir.
I can't say what I want to say. Why in the hell you want to carry that load around? Dump that person. They're riding your back. Dump them. That was a setup. Satan had them to do that to you.
Right.
Trick you on the job or some kind of way trying to block you. Don't let that person hold you.
That's right.
Come on, sir.
Right.
Come on, sir.
Right.
More apostle.
Yes, sir.
Man, I forgot the voice I was in. And he said to him, verse 27, thy brother has come and thy father have killed a fetish calf because he had received him, saved his son. And he was, look at verse 28. He was what?
Angry.
Wow. Where? And would not go in.
Wow.
So what I'm seeing here, anger keep you out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, sir.
Therefore came his father out and entreated him. He answered, said to his father, Lord, these many years do I serve thee. Perfect son.
Mm-hmm.
Not to transgress I at any time thy commandment. Who that sound like? A lot of people in the church.
Yes.
And yet thou never gives me a kid that I might make merry with my friend.
Wow.
Oh my God, verse 29. Oh my God. But as soon as thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlot, thou have killed for him the fattest calf. Now look at what he said in verse 31. And that's the church. And he said unto him, son, you're so stupid in your soul. You don't have to call me to start a party. You can just go start a party yourself. But you don't even know it. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have, now I want you to underline, and all that I have is thine, become yours tonight. And all that I have is thine. I mentioned this, and I'll close with this. I never heard this before. It'd be shocking to you. You never heard it before. Nobody online never heard this before, not from a pulpit. Your soul is your prosperity immune system. Wrong thought about prosperity is placing your soul. You're immune. You have to immune your soul. Take care of that system.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Just like what's going on now in this pandemic, it's all about the immune system. Ain't about the color of your skin, all that crap they're talking. It's about immune system.
Yes, sir.
And there's a, your soul is your immune system for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You never heard that before. So tonight, we're taking care of financial crisis, financial curses, financial condition, financial choking, and financial combat. You know how to do them all now.
Yes, sir.
Financial crisis will be removed out of your life. Financial curses will be removed out of your life. Financial condition that you don't want will be removed. Financial choking, wherever you're choking at financially, they're going to take the hand off you.
Yes, sir.
And financial combat, you're not going to have to fight no more because it belongs to you. You're just going to take it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want you to meditate this and listen. Come, son. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit because he's teaching us something here tonight. I received some. It's $1,000 check. He's teaching us something here tonight. I got the clothes, but oh my goodness. My goodness. Oh my goodness. I want you to include in your note the rich young ruler.
Yes, sir.
Had soul wound that had not been ministered to about prosperity. So when Jesus asked him to do a certain thing, he was so wounded, he left away grieved.
Yes,
so he probably inherited that money, but he didn't know how to handle it. A soul developed with a scarcity mindset must be renewed to a proper mindset. What you saw when you was a little child? I saw an outside toilet. I saw no air conditioning, no television, water running off the top of the house. And I saw a hog hanging in a tree.
Yes, sir.
Never seen color. I never seen no color TV or nothing like that. Cracks, when it's cold, you had to put newspaper in the cracks. And you never went to the toilet at night, you held it. It's 20 degrees out there, ain't it? Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about yet. Give you three things about this soul developed with a sacred scarcity mindset. One of the scarcity mindset is, there's not enough. That's the biggest lie ever been told. And nobody got your stuff.
Yes, sir.
There's enough for everybody.
Yes, sir.
All right? The second one is, now this one will throw you because there are certain levels God wants you on, but he wants you honorable on that level. And the second mindset is more is better. Let me tell you what, more is better. That sounds pretty good, don't it? But it keeps you from being thankful and enjoying where you are. See, no matter what level Carol and I was, we was enjoying it. We saw other people, but we was enjoying it. See, you got to enjoy where you are. What I said? Stop feeling sorry for yourself, looking at everybody else, what they got. Yeah. Just go on, keep working it. More is not better till it's time for more.
Right.
Till you're ready for more.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
And then the third thing is, and this is a dog here, need to be a whooping. That's just the way it is. That's the third one. That's just the way it is. And they don't say, no, ain't no just the way it is.
Right, 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 sir.
This is temporary.
Yeah, right, right.
Come on, sir.
Right.
My manifestation is about to come.
Yes, sir.
My demonstration is about to show up.
Yes, sir.
My evidence and illustration about to show up in my life for the glory of God.
Right.
My brothers and sisters, I'm going to teach further on this tomorrow night. So maybe I've been grieving my finances, quenching my finances. I want to close and I don't. I just wait. Write this down. Meditation bring forth realization, then by application, transform every situation. Meditation bring forth realization, then by application, transform every situation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Here's where separation separates you from prosperity. And the church is the greatest teacher of this. The separation says, come out from among them that don't believe that God is also the father of prosperity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all ain't too happy. Yeah. He's the father of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You better understand that. You better understand that. You know, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you one more. Turn to Psalm 23. Y'all have read Psalm 23, right? Huh? Y'all saw the table prepared and all that? Y'all know about that, right? All right, let me show you something. And then I'm going to close. Soon you get ready to come. We'll take up tomorrow morning. I'll teach some other things. Psalm 23. Now, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You see that?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all see that?
Yes,
how many of y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to do what?
Lie down.
All right, get a green pasture, right? It say green pasture. Now, you got a concept of what green pasture mean?
Yes.
Plush?
Yes.
Yeah. Blessed. Then he leading me beside the still water. Peaceful, right? But notice he could not lead them in the path of righteousness without something happening.
Yes, sir.
Notice this had to come before the prepared table and the cup running over. Could it be that God heard you? But he knew you couldn't handle it before you heard this message.
Wow.
He heard you. Now, I'm telling you, this teaching has something to do with what you're going to do from now on.
Yep.
See, he said, he restores my soul. Now he can lead me in the path of righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's clear. Yes, sir.
He can't let me get to that prepared table. He can't let my cup run us over.
Yeah.
With a stupid soul.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
a silly soul, or a soul Satan is in control of. He can't control your soul if you face him up.
All right. Wow. Come on. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, your financial freedom have come to your door.
Yes.
Men and women all over the world, listen to this thing. It may sound simple, but I know as one who have crossed the water.
That's right. That's right, Apostle.
This revelation, God sent me with it to bring you to your wealthy place.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Once you get that soul restored, you start walking in the path of righteousness. All this become real to you. It's not only a revelation, it's a manifestation and a demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're going to show prosperity.
Yes.
You're not going to just talk about it. You're going to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
House paid for. Cars paid for.
Yes, sir.
Everything paid for.
Everything.
Matter of fact, you're paying for somebody else's house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, when your soul not ready, you're not going to pay for somebody else's house.
Right.
My God.
But since we have learned the revelation, bit by bit now, and every time you read in the Bible, when you see the word soul, pause. He's trying to tell you something. I was reading the Proverb chapter every day, you know, with mother. And man, I saw some stuff about soul. The soul, man, is the hang up in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
But tonight, your soul is restored for prosperity. All right, Junior. Hallelujah.